We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hello.
Hello.
There's Kennedy. Annie.
Hi.
Producer Dan.
Hello.
Hey. Welcome to the Unfiltered After Show. Every Thursday, we get together. Every Monday through Thursday, we get together. We each bring a topic. None of the other people know what the topic's going to be about. And then we discuss. Please leave a review. Leave us a review.
Yes.
I haven't looked. I'm trying to get to 100 reviews, Kennedy. I've mentioned this before.
Do you know where we're at?
Hold on. That's at the end of the sentence. I remember my teacher used to say that all the time.
You suck.
I used to hate that.
Where's it? Don't end your sentence with the preposition.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a birthday card that was like said something like that. It was like, happy birthday, bitch.
Bitch, yeah.
Hold on. Opening the app. Stand by.
I was thinking about grammar rules the other day.
Of course you were.
And how?
Well, everyone on Twitter does it for you, so right. Somebody needs to.
We are at 43 ratings.
Wow.
Look at us. We are almost halfway there. We're trying to get to 100. My goal is to get to 100 reviews of the show. And 5 stars would be awesome. And right now we have a 5-star average on our reviews.
Woo-hoo. Let's go.
So please, if you're listening to the podcast, and I know you are, there's a lot of people, it would be greatly appreciated. And it would also help spread the show like a virus. Kennedy, you're up first. What do you have?
So I read this story today, and I need someone to help me understand, someone with kids, somebody who does this.
Mm-hmm.
Santa will be here virtually this year.
Huh.
In other words, Santa pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a Santa Zoom call.
Right.
Yep.
Will you do this things? How does this change your Christmas? Would you indeed do something like this to try and keep that normal go to visit Santa at the mall thing?
Yeah, because you won't be able to go and take pictures with Santa, right?
Right. I mean, that's, I don't know what Instagram does.
Right.
After Thanksgiving, before Christmas, without pictures of kids going and get pictures taken with Santa.
That's a really great question.
At what age do kids stop believing?
Never.
Well, then you won't hear the bell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you don't hear the bell, then it's over for you.
You have
what?
No.
I hate Christmas, and I still hear the bell.
Mm-hmm. Did you never read the Polar Express?
No.
What?
I'm bringing it in, and I'm reading it to you. It's the shortest story ever, but it'll change your life, even your black heart. I promise.
You have to.
So there was a very awkward moment with me and Barrett a couple months ago. We were talking about his bike. And so the way it works with Santa in our house is Santa gets you the big gift, and then we get other gifts.
But right.
Correct.
You put in the big list, and usually the big gift comes from Santa, and then we get the small.
Does that gift appear Christmas morning with no wrapping?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best.
That's
Holland
how you know.
Downstairs going, where's my bike,
yep.
Santa?
So we were talking about, somebody was asking me about his bike while we were out. Barrett was with us riding his bike, and they're like, oh, I've never seen that kind of bike. Was it? What is it? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I saw it on Shark Tank, and I thought it was really cool, so I got it for him. And Barrett was like, no, you didn't. Santa got me that.
How old is he now?
He will be 10 in about 6 weeks.
Ooh, it's getting there.
Right?
This is the Unfiltered After Show for adults. Are we dancing around this?
No, we're not dancing around this at all.
Okay.
But I think that's something you got to let him do, right?
You
can't just be like 1 year, okay, Santa's not real, Daddy's getting you this.
No, let him find out.
Like, if I had family, I would still want Santa presents if I still lived at home.
I think
absolutely.
I was 9 when I found
out. I was 9, too.
Because I noticed their handwriting was the exact same because my parents were lazy and didn't switch up the handwriting.
Oh, yeah, it was Dad's writing for sure, but I believed in it as long as I could. And I had 2 younger sisters, so we just kept going with that.
3rd grade, I found the wrapping paper that Santa used downstairs in, like, the unfinished side of my basement. And my brother was like, it's your fault. You looked.
I think it will 100%. Go on. I think it happened. It could go a little longer because they're not in school yet.
That's true.
That's where you find out.
No one will spoil it.
Barrett has such a sweet spirit about him that I think he wants to believe in it, even if he knows for.
You don't want to be the first kid to find out, but you also don't want to be the last kid to find out.
No, I've heard about kids who were like 12 years old that didn't know.
I had a friend in sixth grade.
I don't know how you go to school like that.
I had a friend in sixth grade that believed in the Easter Bunny, and I was like.
Right.
In sixth grade?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like, I'm not telling you, but.
I was like, you want to keep the magic alive, but you don't want your kid to be that kid either.
But it's interesting to me because obviously they've done the Nomad, the Santa Tracker for so long.
Yeah.
So that's kind of been virtual for a while.
That's
that
true.
You can
that
go,
was when I was a kid. They did that.
So I wonder if they'll just try to do something similar. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that because Santa in
person
is
I love that they're
so
trying.
Huge.
I love Santa is already saying, though, I will do virtual phone calls with you and virtual Zoom chats, which I love.
So he's on Cameo? What you're saying?
The mall Santa industry is in shambles because of the pandemic.
Well, I think that this is what they're doing. They're taking a shift. The mall Santas are and doing something like this because, as we know, the mall Santas are, especially here, are the most remarkable Santas.
Yes,
assistants.
No, they do a great
job.
Those guys got to eat too.
I'm telling you. Anyway, all right. Thank you for playing along.
All right. I know this might get heated, but I'm going to share my opinion on this, and it's just how I feel right now. I feel like we need to open everything back up. But everybody has to wear masks. But
wow, I would never, ever, ever thought I would hear you say that
you
in a million and 5 years.
You want to go from 0 to 50 right now.
Yeah, because here's...
You want to open up restaurants 100%.
I figured you'd be the last person on the show.
So here's the
around.
Thing. Here is what I believe. I'm not saying this is right. This is what I believe. I believe us wearing masks extremely reduces the opportunity for catching COVID-19.
Well, 100%. That's
right, okay, right. You wear a mask, I wear a mask. That doesn't mean you wear a gaiter and I wear a mask. Or you don't wear a mask and I wear a mask. That means we all agree that we have to wear the appropriate mask, whether it's the, it doesn't have to be the 95.
The N95,
but just a mask, not a gaiter.
That's what we're doing right now.
And I go into a grocery store now and it is packed. There are tons of people in the grocery store, right?
Yeah.
So why can't, or there are
it's 40%. They don't let everybody in. There's someone counting at the door.
Okay, then 40% of the people should be allowed to go to Gillette Stadium. 40% of the people should be allowed to go to church. 40% of the people should be allowed to go anywhere at this point. I'm tired of us, this business, it's okay, and this business, it's not okay.
It's very arbitrary sometimes.
It is, and I feel bad for these businesses that are stuck in this limbo of, your business, it's not okay because maybe the ventilation system is or isn't. You know, Gillette Stadium's outside. You're telling me they can't put people outside at Gillette Stadium? At
concert least? Venues.
Exactly.
Why can't we go to the pavilion?
I don't understand over
that.
It. But again, this has to be with the caveat that we all wear a mask when we go to these places. I'm over it.
Well,
I'm
that's
done
already
with
a rule,
it.
Is that we all have to wear masks. That doesn't change just because you open something up. Do you know what I mean? And right now, everything is as open as it can be. I think that small businesses are suffering terribly.
Right.
Yes.
You know, because of the 40% rule. But at the same time, Carson, are you going to sit down inside a restaurant and sit down right next to somebody?
It doesn't have to do with my decision of where I'm going to go. It has to do with the business owner following the same guidelines as everybody else and being able to open.
No, I'm with you on that. You know I've gone everywhere.
And I've only been inside one time, and the place was empty. There was only one other person when I was in there. So for me, I may not go inside. Mm-hmm. But I will go into a hardware store, and it seems to me there's a lot of people in there. And it's
what's the difference?
And there is no difference, right, Dan? That's the way I feel.
I was inside yesterday for breakfast at a place. It was fine. Everyone was set.
No, everything's fine. Everywhere I've gone, everywhere.
I have felt like this for a couple months, but it's like a contentious opinion.
Right. And I'm probably slow to it. And again, this is just my opinion. But if we're going to allow certain things to open up, if we say the mask is it, and I believe the mask is the difference, and people decide they want to sit inside and eat, let them decide. I'm over it. I'm done with it.
The amount of people's livelihoods that are getting destroyed is just unsettling.
I mean, Casino Guy put together an entire thing for Boston small business, like restaurant owners.
I'm in his group.
Right. Yeah, he did a whole group, and now he does like 4 events a week.
Which
to get people in bars and whatever. Because, you know, and bars can't be open yet.
No.
Right.
But if you serve
food.
A sandwich, you can be.
Which is fine, but
it's
hard
arbitrary.
For some of those smaller ones to shift like that. So.
Right.
Well, you know me. I've been down for it forever. As long as you wear a mask, I think we're fine, too.
Well, that's like how the gym I go to is it's a big franchise, but locally owned, and I'm really good friends with the owner. And, you know, that's how they felt for so long. Like, he's like, I can't keep this place open unless we open up. And they're doing an incredible job, all of these places. But what's the difference between me going to a supermarket with 150 other people or whatever than going to the gym where there's not that many people, you know?
Right.
It's difficult for these people. They, like Dan said, these are their livelihoods. This is what you built your whole entire life for.
Mm-hmm.
Casino guy, like...
Yeah. He hasn't sold a ticket and I don't even know
which,
how long.
That breaks my heart.
I mean, it's been months he hasn't had any kind
people
of income,
that work on concerts, like, what are... it makes me sick to my stomach
and like
thinking
I said,
about
I'm,
these kids.
I'm not saying I'm going to go back into a venue because I'm, but, I don't know if I'm... No. But,
and that's
but
what
if somebody wants
with.
To go
sure.
and they wear and everybody agrees to wear a mask, open it up.
Right.
Yeah, that's just, all I'm
you
saying.
Gotta, you got to have patience to wait in line.
Right.
You got to have patience to stay 6 feet behind people while you're in line.
Yeah.
Sure.
And life will move on.
All of that stuff. Like, we have figured it out with enough businesses now that it should be all businesses.
Even when we got to go to Canopy, like Kennedy mm-hmm. and I, you know, they had the 6 feet. They had people coming around to make sure you were maintaining.
Not everybody
social
did
distance.
It, but right. we were as cognizant as we could be.
Absolutely.
While we were there.
Right.
You know, so we moved around a little bit if we mm-hmm. felt uncomfortable, but I mean, yeah.
Sure.
100%. 100%.
All right. Sorry, didn't mean to get everybody fired up.
No, it's not at all.
I need to get that off my chest.
Yeah,
I think we're all getting to that point, Carson. Really
right,
do.
Right. All right, Annie, what you got?
So I think that I forgot that I'm not a normal 25-year-old. I mean, I think about this a lot just because of the hours we work, mm-hmm. all that good
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So over the weekend, I feel like I've just been going, and I really just wanted to, like, chill after the Celtics game on Saturday. And then yesterday, like, Sundays are just a big anxiety day for me anyways. You know what I mean? That
yep.
I'd rather just get all my stuff done, be prepared for the week, try to get a good night's sleep because there's nothing more miserable than starting your week off, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I live with three other people, and they so they obviously like wanted to have a couple drinks on Saturday night, which
Sunday
is
Sunday fun day,
and even Saturday oh, that's okay. totally fine. Like they're going to drink, we're all in our 20s. I totally
sure.
get it
sure.
But it's, and then last night, like they want to have a couple drinks and watch the game, and there's buff chick dip and there's pina coladas in a blender, like all of these things. And it's so hard because it's just like, of course they want to do that. That's a normal thing to want to do. I'm the outlier. I'm the anomaly here because of the fact that I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning. Like, that just is what it
you
is.
You want to do that stuff, but like at noon.
Exactly. So,
yeah, Sunday night games are tough.
Right, but just in general, I think you, I don't know, I guess because I haven't lived with people my own age since college, mm-hmm. and you just, you forget that I'm the weird one.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Because
you've
been living with your parents.
You're not weird. It's just a different schedule.
Right.
And people respect it, but they're not going to be like, oh, we won't do this because you can't.
Mm-hmm. No,
that'll
no.
never happen.
No, and of course, and I would.
But they'll also get quite used to you going to bed early. They'll be like, oh, Annie's got to go to bed. They'll, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they'll be like, okay, we can try and go out. I have friends that, like, if we try and go out to dinner, they'll be like, really, 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, okay, 6:30?
Mm-hmm.
And
let's
as
compromise.
Friends, you compromise a little bit. Maybe you stay up a little bit later or whatever, but they'll get to know. And honestly, it will give you a pass a lot of times. So they'll be like, oh, we were going to do this at 9 o'clock. And you just look at them and go, because even if you didn't want to go, now you don't have to go because
right.
you always have an excuse.
Well, no, and I'll say this, like, I think what's happening is you are changing a lot in your priorities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not a bad thing that your roommates have different priorities and how they live their life and the schedule at which they live their life.
Mm-hmm.
You will probably at some point need to migrate towards people that have a schedule more like yours.
So nursing homes.
I was going to say, who, Carson? You
well,
three.
And I don't think that's true. I think you live with who you live with. She's not going to not. I mean, that'll change because her life will change. If she wants to move with a boy or
right.
whatever, she
right.
decides yeah. to live on her own. But I mean, you just got there.
Right. And
you're fine.
No, exactly. And even last night, like, so my room is off of the kitchen and the living room.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep. And they were all like, okay, we'll go upstairs and watch the game. Like, just kind and so mm-hmm. considerate.
Yeah,
which,
but, you know, if you were hanging out with people that weren't going to do that, that weren't going to stay up later, they were getting up earlier, they were...
Who are those people?
Well, that's hard. It's hard to find those people. I get it.
Wait,
I
so
get
you're
it.
Suggesting she should give up all her friends and find new ones because they don't get up at 3 o'clock in the morning? That's crazy.
What I'm saying is you are going in a particular direction in your life and to surround people who are going to help you go in that direction and that are also going in the same direction. And your direction is not staying up late and partying on a Saturday night anymore. That has changed for you.
Well, that's not true. I party on a Saturday night all the time.
But you do it earlier.
You're making this into a much bigger
conversation. I am. Absolutely, I am.
And
yes.
I think you're not even on track.
Yeah, her friend group's amazing.
Yeah, her friend group. I would give $10 billion for Annie's friend group.
I have the best friends, and they are
I have tried to make them
mine. I'm not doubting your...
They are yours.
I'm not doubting that your friends are wonderful people, but there comes a point where you shift, and you start to go in a different direction, and you're going to have these friends forever.
Right.
They are going to be your friends forever. However, it's in a different direction and in a different way than they are now.
I don't really understand.
But they all have great jobs. They work really hard. They have great jobs, Carson. These are people who are not like the people, like, for example, I hung out with for a long time that should not have been around.
Yeah, I don't think
they're not bad decision makers.
Staying up and watching the Patriots on a Sunday is making you go in a different direction.
No, not at all. Not at all.
He's not trying to score dope at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No, she's just
trying to stay up to the fourth quarter. Yeah, I think that's different.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, living with new people, you kind of forget all of these things. Obviously, like living with my parents, it's a totally different situation. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, my parents partied on Saturdays, but I also had my own. It's just different space in the house.
That's true. Annie's parents got crazy on Saturdays. She shouldn't have been with them either.
I think I need to live alone.
Honestly,
that might be it. You might need to live alone. I never had roommates. I had a roommate one time.
I can't afford that, Carson. I can't afford anything.
Yeah, you got a second and third hustle. That's what I had to do.
Mm. Anyway. I have a second and third hustle.
God,
do you know what it's like living in
what?
The city?
Annie, you're being just fine. Don't, really.
I think if anything, you're being responsible because I was 25 working on this show. And I was burning the candle on both ends.
Yeah.
I was waking up at 4 in the morning and staying out.
I was doing that when I was
in my
30s.
And I probably took 10 years off my life. Now, I'm 31 same. Now. I've gotten domesticated the last 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. But the whole of my 20s, I was on the show on 2 hours sleep.
I'm trying.
You're an old soul, Annie. There's nothing wrong with that. Maybe you're just an old soul.
And if you want to go live your life, go live it. If you want to come here hungover, come here hungover.
I'm just trying to balance.
No, if anything, I'm saying you're doing good.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Get rid of your roommates and change your life. That's all we're saying. Producer Dan, what do you got?
Yeah, so I mentioned this during the weekend recap that we do at 6:15 on Mondays. But I showed Brittany one of my favorite movies on Saturday.
Yeah.
It was Pulp Fiction, which I think is one of the best movies ever. It's Quentin Tarantino. I love it. It's probably somewhere in the back half of my top 10, maybe. I never made a list. So, and you know you're watching somebody watch something that's important to you, and you're kind of like, you're watching their reaction as much as you're watching the movie, and you're like, you better laugh at this part. Like, you want them to appreciate it as much as you appreciate it. And for the most part, she was not impressed by Pulp Fiction. She was just like, she didn't hate it. She was just like, man, it's all right. And I felt a certain type of way about it. I did. We might have to break up now. But it got me thinking, like, what is widely considered an all-time classic movie that you guys don't like? Or, like, what's your unpopular opinion movie-wise or song-wise even?
Princess Bride.
That's
it was just like,
I
mean, but I watched it, you know, as a 52-year-old man.
Right.
Instead of when it came out. So I watched it. I was like, okay. Well, I mean, there were some cute moments in it, but I fell asleep in the middle of it. And I don't want to say it was terrible. I mean, Rotten Tomatoes says it's like 99%.
So you're not allowed to say it's terrible. So someone will,
you know, I guess I'm the 2% of the 3%. You know, but again, I just didn't watch it when it first came out, and a little bit was lost on me. So that would probably be the movie for me. Dude.
Lord of the Rings.
You said that fast.
Garbage.
Mm. Garbage.
I just don't understand. It's just, I mean, it's not for me. I don't like those kinds of movies.
You don't like fantasy stuff?
Not really.
You don't like good movies?
Good movie.
Lord of the Rings was not a good movie.
Lord of the Rings is a great trilogy.
It is not.
The nerd in me will
the
come out.
The second movie is 3 hours of absolute nothing.
That's what
just
I mean.
Put the goddamn ring in
the
goddamn
one.
Fire.
I'm talking about the first one. I thought the first one was spectacular.
It does not do it for me. I don't understand all the hype.
I like the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
The second one was
kind of filler. The first
Most
one was
trilogies
great.
Have a hard time with that second one.
Yeah.
You know
the
I
third
mean?
One was really good. First
you have
one
to
was
get,
just...
You have to get there, and the middle part is the
oh
journey,
my gosh.
And it's boring.
It took
Except
those,
for The Dark Knight.
Took
Dark
those,
Knight. Greatest second movie of a trilogy of all time.
Godfather, probably, but we didn't know it was going to be a trilogy.
That's true.
They could have stopped it, too, for sure.
Should have stopped it, too, 100%. Schitt's Creek is mine, obviously.
That's not a movie.
He said movie or TV or music.
Is that really, like, at the echelon of... something like Lord of the Rings or The Princess Bride, you think, or
I think
Pulp
right
Fiction?
Now it is. I think right now it is. Everybody's looking at me like I'm a crazy human that I don't
But
know.
You didn't
I've
watch
seen it.
It.
I did
she
watch
did.
It.
She
you
tried.
Watched, you said you watched like the first season or something. That's
I did.
Not watching the entire thing and then say you didn't like it.
But if you don't enjoy the first season of something, you're not going to enjoy the show.
2 seasons is a long time to wait for something to pick up.
Yeah. That's not watching 3 episodes of Breaking Bad and then shit gets good. Like that's a lot of time and dedication.
That's just my unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
It is what it is. The Emmy voters clearly disagree with me.
We love ice cold takes.
Ice cold
takes. We love them.
There's hot takes, and then there's Kennedy's take on Schitt's Creek.
No, you with Princess Bride.
No, it's
ice
not
cold.
Just mine.
Her.
Especially, I guess, talking with Christmas earlier and the Santas and whatnot. Everybody thinks Elf is one of the best Christmas movies of all time, and it's fucking trash.
Oh, Hocus like Pocus. Elf. Hocus Pocus.
Ooh.
Oh.
I don't it's like not Hocus Pocus either.
I didn't
it's
like that one
not
either.
Not a good movie.
I don't get it.
Dan, you don't like Elf?
Elf is okay.
I don't think
Elf is funny.
It's okay.
I don't think it's one of the best Christmas. Like,
Bad Santa is better.
Love to watch,
Bad Santa is 100 times better.
I would love to watch Elf with like Barrett.
Yes.
Like watching him laugh his head off at Elf. Like that for me would be the way to watch
it's
Elf.
It's a Wonderful Life is my favorite Christmas
Listening
movie.
Listening to
of
a
all
young
time.
Kid laugh, like for me, that would be it.
Yeah.
Right.
So can I borrow him?
Can you borrow Barrett?
Yeah. To watch a funny movie?
Of course.
Help me laugh.
To watch Elf?
Whatever.
You guys remember when we had Buddy the Elf come in studio to pitch something?
And I had to make a video.
It was Elf the Musical?
Yeah. And he had 74 handlers. And we're like, you're Buddy the Elf in a play.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's important.
They're like, don't look Buddy in the eyes.
Where are his green M&Ms?
I would give $1 million to have Buddy the Elf in here knowing we would have live theater.
Right.
$100 million. You can have it all, Buddy.
Hamilton. It's not that good.
That's his real hot take.
Get out!
Oh, no accounting for taste.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.